In Parshas Vayikra, we have all the various korbanos. So one of the korbanos is the korban chatos. Who brings a korban chatos is very unclear. In the Chumash, it says a person did an aver b'shogeg. What did he do b'shogeg? He spoke lashon hara b'shogeg. It was probably b'mezid. He cheated in business b'shogeg. It was probably b'mezid. What did he do b'shogeg over here? So the Gemara says he did an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have done it b'mezid, it would have mechayv kareis. Kosher is not a kareis, so she could go a chatos. Then you have to bring a chatos. So one of the rabbanim in Europe, who was a malamed 100 years ago, wrote a book about his techniques in Balamdas, how you're supposed to teach little children. So he says, when you teach a parsha, you don't have to tell them all the halachas of the Torah Shabbat. You just teach pshutos on mikra. So he says, when you teach parshas chatos, you have to get so involved to tell them that you only bring the korban chatos if it's an avera. If he would have done it b'mezid, would have chayv koreis. So if you violate that, just read the pasuk, say if he doesn't have avera b'shege chayv chatos. Don't get so involved in the details. So he sent a copy of a sefer to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he was very upset about that. So he sent him back a letter that he printed in the second edition of his sefer. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, what do you mean? If you don't say over which avera, the children don't know, they don't have the foggiest notion of what the parsha is talking about. You have to say over the din. A korban chatos is only, a dovish is done a koris, a shigigosa chatos. You have to say it over. So the pasuk says, when the person violates an aver b'shogeg, and it says, "Ohode lov chatos ashechata aleh ashechata bo," ohode means imhode lov. When he has yidias avera, when he realizes that he did an avera, then he becomes chayv to bring a korban chatos. So Tosis in Shvuas and Avdalid writes an interesting comment: the obligation, the chiyuv to bring a korban chatos, doesn't set in right away. Let's say b'shogeg a person was mechalel Shabbos. He did something on Shabbos. He does not Hilchos Shabbos. And Matzoi Shabbos, let's say, he's nervous, he's Baal Tshuva, he doesn't Hilchos Shabbos, and he says, I'm nervous, maybe I was Mechal Shabbos. He sets aside a Korban Chatos just in case he was Mechal Shabbos by mistake. Then he finds out on Sunday, he asks somebody, were you watching me on Shabbos? Did I do anything? He said, yeah, you did this. He said, I never heard of that. That's a Malacha. And Yechayv to bring a chatos. But he was mafish the chatos before he found out. Before he found out what he did that was wrong. Then he brings the chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. He was never magdash it a second time. He just brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says the chatos is possible. Because at the time that he was mafish, a chatos is not bov an edim and a dov. You can only be mafish a chatos if you're mechuyev a chatos. Mechuyev a chatos is only a hodei lov. You have to have yedias achet. Before yedias achet, there's no chiyev chatos at all. That's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a whole essay. The Gemara seems to imply clearly a sugya in Krisis, in the middle of Krisis, seems to imply the verish that Erechod, usually Erechod is Nemen Bisurim. So the Gemara implies Erechod is not believed to tell me that you did an Avera, that let's say he's a waiter in the restaurant and he served me steaks, and then after I finished eating, then he tells me, oh, we just realized we made a mistake, we gave you chaylev, we forgot to cut out the chaylev. And you ate a kazais of chaylem, you're chayv achatos, because you violated the b'shogeg, you violated aver, which if you would have done it, amazing. Chaylem b'dam is a chiyuv koris. So the Gemara seems to imply the farish that Erechod is not believed to be mechayv achatos. Why not? Why don't you say Erechod and Visur? So that's why Bechana Basman has a whole yisoid that whenever the din requires yediyah, so yediyah has to be based on two edim. Erechod is neman b'isur, but that's not called yediyah. That's what the Rishonim discuss. The Rosh and Hilchos Adelus has a lot to say. The Rosh was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutmak, so the Maharam Rutmak wrote a whole sefer on Hilchos Adelus. So the Rosh is heavy. The Rosh quotes a lot from the Ramban and Hilchos Adelus and from Maharam Rutmak and Hilchos Adelus. Everything in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Adelus is based a lot on the Rosh. So the Rosh quotes from the Maharam Rutmak, if an Edecha tells someone that a relative of his died, so the person should begin to observe Adelus. So we would have said the same. He doesn't say it. He says because it's a milsa David leglui loy mishakriinshi. The guy wouldn't tell me a lie. We're going to find that one way or the other. What is the clue? He's behind the iron curtain. We're never going to find out whether he pulled my leg or not. Since it's a milsa David leglui, he said that's why erechon is baglui. So Rabbi Chanan asked, what does he have to give such a cockeyed reason? So because erechon namisum. So he says no, because by avelus the din is that before. There's a din of shmur kreiva, din of shmur rechoika. when the person realizes that the relative died, when he knows, when he finds out the information, realizes that, that's when the Chiyuv Avelus begins. Before he has the idea of Avelus, before he has the idea that anybody died, there's no Chiyuv Avelus. That's Rabbi Hanan writes. Let's say the doctor is leaving the hospital and he knows that the patient died. And he's going to pick up the patient's son to dance with him in a wedding. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's permissible. There's no lifnei evil l'seita mirshah. His father just died. So he may be angry at me why I didn't tell him his father died, why I took him to the wedding. But strictly speaking, there's no lifnei evil l'seita mirshah. Because Kol Zman doesn't know that the relative died, there's no chiyuv avelus. So that's Rabbi Hanan says, Me'ikar Adin, you really should have required two edim to say like that, that Pliny died. Because whenever there's a din of Yediyah, so Yediyah really needs two edim. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that all year long, that's taka the mechayiv of tshuva. Not just that's a mechayiv of chatas, a hoida lov chatosai. That's the mechayiv of tshuva. When a person has hakara sachet, he realizes that he did an avera, then that is b'chayiv to do tshuva. If he doesn't have hakara sachet, it's not b'chayiv to do tshuva. So some Rishonim say that on Yom Kippur, there's a special chayiv to do tshuva. Because it says in the pasuk, lefnei Hashem titoru. So some Rishonim interpret it, Rabbi Yehuda and Shari Tshuva learns like that. Lefnei Hashem titoru, you should purify yourselves by doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. So makshim ha'olam, what do you need another mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of tshuva all year long. So what's added on Emanah Shtani Yom Kippur from the rest of the year? All year long there's a chiyuv tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik said that maybe all year long the chiyuv tshuva is only if there's hakara sachet, then there's a chiyuv to do tshuva. On Yom Kippur, maybe there's a chiyuv to start not to gribble zach and to think everything is wrong, to review all of your actions to try to figure out, maybe I should have had a hakara sachet. Maybe I should search through my actions to see maybe I did something wrong. Similar to what the Yefashvish Vemaisa, right. Similar to what you have, let's say, by Biur Avodah Zarah. There's a din in Eretz Yisrael, Abeiti Abdun. It's called Amakamas Rashav Lusham Agayim Salahim Alaharm. So the Gemara said, why does it say Kefa Lashin Abeiti Abdun? So the Gemara says, Beretz Yisrael Tzorach Lushar Shacharehav. Your Mechuyev, the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael is only fulfilled Bishlei Musoi if we destroy all the Avodah Zarah. Unfortunately, now in Eretz Yisrael, there's lots of Avodah Zarah all over the place, and the Israeli government, you can't do anything about it. If they go burn down all the Bati Avodah Zarah, they'll have World War number 3. The United Nations will wage war against Medina Yisrael. But that's the way it says in Parshas Re'eh. You only fulfill the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael if you have a clean Eretz Yisrael. Clean means that there's no garbage thrown all over the place, and clean that you have Ari Miklot all over the place, and clean that you don't have Avodah Zarah. So the din is Tzorach L'Sharah Shachreah. In Chutz La'aretz, you're not Mechuyev L'Sharah Shachreah. If I buy an apartment, and the Goyish tenant before says, the stuff in the basement, if you want it, you can keep it. If you want it, you can throw it out. Then I see that there's some Avodah Zarah there. So it's in my shlita, it's in my rishus, that then I have a chiyuv to do bir Avodah Zarah. But in Eretz Yisrael, that's not just, you have a chiyuv to do bir Avodah Zarah when you have it. You have tzorach, the bedikah, the searching is part of the mitzvah bir. The bedikah is the haskalas mitzvah's bir. That's on Pesach, there's a machlekes harishayim. There's a mitzvah of tashbisu to destroy the chametz, bir chametz. Some Rishonim say that Bidika is the Haskalah of the Bir. That part, Bidika Haschametz is a mitzvah min HaTorah. If you weren't yet Mevatel, Gemara says, Mederaisa Bibitul Belev Sagit. Once you Mevatel Chametz, you don't need the Bidika. But if you didn't do the Bitul Chametz yet, so then Iran quotes those Rishonim Ahol. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that the Bidika could be that that's a Haskalah of the Bir, similar to the Chiyuv Tshuva and Yom Kippur, similar to the Din of Bir Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, that's Tzorach L'Sharah Shachareham. So, but by Korban Chatos, that's like tshuva all year long. When there's Yedir Sachet, then there's a Chiyuv Chatos. When there's Hakara Sachet, then there's a Chiyuv Tshuva. Before there's Hakara Sachet, there's no Chiyuv Tshuva, and there's no Chiyuv Chatos.